Welcome back to a special edition of the Business of Government Hour, a conversation with authors exploring ideas for improving government effectiveness with Professor Satish Nambizam, co-author of the IBM Center Report, Engaging Citizens in Co-Creation in Public Services. So, Professor Nambizam, you identify in your report for the IBM Center four strategies for creating an environment that cultivates co-creation among citizens. Would you elaborate on each of these four strategies?
Yeah. So the first one is what I have mentioned at the beginning that, although we have a wide range of mechanisms, not each mechanism would be appropriate in each context. So we need to fit the mechanism with the right problem-solving context or the innovation context. And that's easily said than done. And I think much of the work we did in this report is to help government agencies to do that in a much more systematic manner. How can we fit the approach to the innovation context? So, you know, whether it is a competition or a brainstorming session or dedicated online citizen communities, how do we know which mechanism is appropriate in which problem-solving context? So I cannot explain this in too much detail here, but I would refer to the report. But there is a set of criteria that we provided, including, is it a short-term or a long-term engagement that the government agency is looking for? Is it an individual citizen contribution or is it a collective contribution? There's some prerequisites. So based on some of these factors, we can make a match between the different mechanisms and the problem-solving context. So that's the first strategy. The second one is to manage citizen expectations. And I think this is very important. Citizens have different expectations regarding their participation in problem solving or innovation. Some people want monetary reward. Some people want some sort of recognition. Some people may contribute just to make sure that the problem is solved. So depending on the context and depending on the target citizen participants, we need to have different mechanisms or different set of incentives. One of the ways to do that is to make sure that there is much more transparency in the whole initiative, that you clarify what is the role that citizens need to play, that you bring transparency to the process itself, how will the competition be held, who will make the decisions, what will be the reward systems. So enhancing the transparency is very important, and I think that will at least help make sure that the expectations are managed. The third strategy we said is that making sure that there is a connection between the citizens and the employees within the government agencies who are actually going to implement or develop the solutions. In private sector, what we have learned is that typically there is a disconnect between the customers who provide innovative ideas and the people within the company who actually develop the products and services. If you have that disconnect, then this is not going to work. So you want to make sure that there is a good linkage or connection between the citizens and the employees within the agency. And I think that's a very important requirement for these co-creation initiatives to be successful. And the final strategy is to make sure that there's a larger meaning brought into this whole initiative. Why are we involved in citizen co-creation? It should not be just because of technology. There has to be some broader. So you need to embed the citizen engagement initiatives in the broader context of the agency. It might be that the agency is trying to become more efficient, more approachable to citizens, or there has to be some broader agenda with which you can connect the co-creation initiative with, and that makes it much more powerful.
So, Professor, as we close our conversation today, I'd like to get your insights onto the future. What does the future look like in this area of citizen co-creation and problem solving?
I think there is much potential and promise because of for reasons we articulated earlier that availability of new technologies, there is a wider recognition among citizens that they need to be involved in governance. So these are good indicators of the direction that we're likely to go. But then we also need to be aware of some of the challenges that just technology is not going to be enough for us to implement and to get citizens engaged in problem solving. We try to identify several of the ways in which government agencies can approach this issue. But the underlying theme here is that there's a whole host of things that need to be managed and undertaken by government agencies to be successful for them to make co-creation with citizens very successful. So technology is a good facilitator, but it's not just the only factor that needs to be considered.
Well, Professor, thanks for joining us today. It was great to have you. Very insightful conversation.
Thank you very much for having me.
This has been a special edition of the Business of Government Hour, a conversation with authors, exploring ideas for improving government effectiveness with Professor Satish Nambizam, co-author of the IBM Center Report, Engaging Citizens and Co-Creation in Public Services. You may order or download a free copy of this or any IBM Center Report at businessofgovernment.org. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan, and thanks for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.